Well, I don't know about you, friends, but after hearing this week's gospel, I'm feeling pretty beat up, pretty rotten and condemned. Last week, Jesus was just talking about how we're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Maybe we can just, like, go back a week and do a do-over. That'd be pretty nice. I mean, I certainly don't feel like I'm shining very brightly, you know, given this standard that Jesus has put forth in Matthew's gospel. Anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Well, I guess I should probably stay off of Facebook and stop getting into conversations of politics. Looking at someone with lust in your heart is akin to committing adultery. I probably better give up TV and movies and magazines and pretty much any advertisement that I see these days. If a part of me causes myself to sin, it's better for me to cut it off. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not certain when the dismemberment would stop. What would I be left with? This seems a really weird standard for Jesus to set before us. I mean, God knows that we're never going to be able to make ourselves righteous through our own works and actions, through our own sweat and tears and blood. I mean, that's why Jesus came, right? To break people out of that way of thinking and to restore us through his actions, through his body and blood. So what's the deal with putting out this standard? Have you ever heard someone say, you know, after a long day, "Ah, my feet are killing me," or, "Man, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse"? You know, in those situations, we all kind of know, like, they're not actually dying because of their feet, or they're not preparing to consume a fully grown horse. But we use these turns of phrase, this hyperbole, as an exaggeration to point to the truth of, "My feet hurt," or "I'm really hungry," in a way that really grabs our attention, grabs the attention of those listening, to draw and underscore what's being said. I wonder if perhaps Jesus is doing a similar thing here. You know, this gospel from this morning comes just on the heels of last week's gospel, where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth." And after hearing Jesus say that, you might be like, "Hey, all right, I'm doing pretty good." And so Jesus wants to grab our attention back before we get lost in flights of fancy of our own awesomeness and bring our attention back to say, "Hey, when you, the way that you live in this world really matters. The relationships that you have, the way that you treat others, that's really important to God, to those people, and to you." The faith that Jesus calls us into as followers isn't just this personalized belief disconnected from everything else in our lives, contained within the bubble of Sunday mornings or Wednesday evenings. Jesus doubles down on those teachings that his followers would have been familiar with. The teachings of, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not lie. You shall speak with truth." And he cuts right to the heart of those and says that God does not want us to be so blinded by our anger that we fail to speak with compassion to one another. God does not desire for us to be so caught up in the lusts of our hearts and our desires that we fail to see the humanity in the people around us. God desires for us to be acting and speaking in ways that fosters love and trust and community. You may have missed, in the midst of the really powerful imagery of this morning's gospel, there was a verse in there where Jesus talks about when you go to provide offering, when you go to give offering at the altar. He says, "So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." Pretty sure that what Jesus is telling us in this morning's passage is that how we treat one another, the relationships that we have with those around us, with our broader community, that these are our first priority. That You know, again, our faith is between us and God, but God calls for us to let our faith make a difference in how we live our lives. Say it differently, God wants us to show our love and devotion for God through the ways that we love other people, through the ways that we respect other people, the way that we honor them as masterpieces of the Creator. I think someone was being attentive to the lectionary when we were deciding on the theme days for our stewardship weeks that we've been having, because I think it's so appropriate that today's emphasis is on outreach and mission. You know, looking at those different ministries that specifically focus on connecting what we say and do here in this community of faith with the needs of folks in communities all around us. Now, kind of coming to the end, but before I wrap it up, I want to acknowledge the fact that I've kind of just snaked around some really contentious subjects that are raised in this morning's gospel. Questions of divorce, of anger, of lying, of adultery. And there's no way that I could delve into the depth and complexity of drawing those out in the way that would do justice and honor to the trickiness of those subjects. We live in a world where there is brokenness, where we fall into sin, where people sin against us. And so there's brokenness in our relationships, in the ways that we treat one another. And I think that the point I'd like to leave us with, the point that I think Jesus is attempting to underscore in the words he's sharing with us today, is that it's a two-way street. That God calls for us and desires for us to be in relationship with others in ways that honors their humanity, that respects and loves them. But we should also remember that we just got done hearing that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are God's marvelous creation, also deserving of love and respect. And so we continue to walk forward trying to navigate that tension of the love that we are called to share, of the brokenness that we see in ourselves or in the world around us. But in the midst of that, we affirm God's faithfulness, that God loves us through it all. And God continues to invite us to be a part of creating a community that reflects God's will for this world, that when we speak with compassion towards one another, when we honor the humanity of each other, when we go out of our way to deal justly with one another, we get to help reveal heaven on earth. And we do this not because it makes us right with God, but because God has shown us in Jesus the promise of God's faithfulness to all people and reminds us of the masterpieces that we have the opportunity to love and honor and respect each day. To act towards one another in love, and in doing so, to reveal our love for God.